Okay. So yeah, let's move on to Chinese community a little bit. The first question is
Yeah.
kind of related to the last question because we've seen, I don't know if you read Chinese not,
Well, my wife, I don't, but my wife did.
yeah,
Yeah,
so
we go
when
on.
the topic is about housing crisis, local Chinese media, if we see these articles on WeChat or discussions on different outlets or platforms, it seems that many Chinese, not all Chinese, many in the newcomers group, they kind of rally behind the real estate industry. One factor is obviously that because the builders they buy ads on these outlets. Maybe they have an influence there. The other factor, I need some of your input as well. Is it because many Chinese-speaking new immigrants they actually work for the or work in the housing industry or something related to that? So even though they are victims of some of them are victims of housing crisis as well, but at the same time their jobs depend on that. Is it a major problem for the Chinese
I
community
don't
as
think it's a
well?
problem. I think that I do. I know what you, I think I know what you mean. Everyone acts out of self-interest. I don't think that's controversial. I think that when we start talking about as something to do with race or to do with ethnicity, I think that's where we do get some tricky ground. For instance, let's talk about the current phenomenon where, for instance, where most certainly we have large numbers of mainland Chinese people who are very, very wealthy, who are wealthy, coming down on one side of the argument that this is a good thing, that a lot of jobs depend on it, and that their own wealth is tied up in it. Now, I don't think that's a reflection of Chinese-ness at all. I think that's a reflection of them being rich. You could just as easily, if you looked amongst the poor community, who happens to be mainland Chinese, I'm sure you'd find a very strong reaction against that phenomenon. Again, I don't think that has anything to do with being Chinese. I think it's to do with being rich or poor.
So it's still a class.
the race and the class and the economic class convergence is just a coincidence in this case.
I wouldn't say coincidence either. I think that it does coincide. I think it is most definitely it's to do with current global circumstances. I don't think you can ignore it. You can't ignore the fact that this vast wealth that is coming to Vancouver is mainly mainland Chinese wealth. I don't think you can't ignore that because that helps us understand the situation. But what you can't do, and what I would strongly suggest that people should not do, is make a decision about whether or not that wealth is desirable and whether this phenomenon is desirable based on whether or not that money is coming out of China. I don't think that's a very sensible thing to do. Money acts the way it wants to act. It just so happens that right now it's from mainland China. It could be from, looking back historically, it could be from Britain. It could be from, Persian wealth or, Iranian wealth. It could be, in the future, it might be Indian wealth.
But
The
like
fact of the matter is that for the moment it's mainland Chinese wealth, and I think that needs to be acknowledged, as we move forward.
but there are also other like sociological factors happening here. One thing is that, mainland Chinese, they are being rich, but they are not Britons, right? They are from a different race. They are Asians. The other thing is that China is rising, and the fact that there's a country outside of the Western world that is becoming. Now it is the number two. Maybe in the near future, it might become the number one. So, is there like a if there's a psychological balance there, is this another factor that that the local people residents here just cannot take it that there's a non-Western country, people from there, they're just doing so well. And to be honest, some of the new mainland Chinese newcomers, they just don't feel that, okay, the liberal democracy is superior than the system they have back in China. They don't feel that they need to adapt into the Western way because they don't see this place is better than China or their value system are better than what they have. So is this another factor? There might be potential more frictions between local residents and newcomers.
Absolutely, there is potential friction, but I think that other factors supersede that.
Okay.
Recently in Richmond, there was a celebration of Mao Zedong. I think it was in Richmond, where a group of people pulled together by a local business community, by a business association, had a party to celebrate Mao Zedong.
Yeah.
Outside the front, there was a protest group about this that was, I think rightly appalled that this was happening in Vancouver. It wasn't a group of white people out the front. It was a group of Chinese, mainland Chinese immigrants.
Yeah.
And so you do see this this resistance to a certain mindset. About the values of democracy and things like that, but I do not think that is necessarily
coming from.
I don't think it's a racial division. Similarly, when we saw the incident, I'm sure you're familiar when on National Day, Chinese National Day, when the Chinese flag was raised outside City Hall, which I don't think was necessarily so controversial, but when Kerry Jiang put on the red scarf. Now that drew a very, very strong reaction. Mainly the strength of the reaction was drawn from within the Chinese community, who understood what that scarf represented, probably more than Kerry Jiang understood at the time. And so there is this potential for conflict, because groups, certain groups, community and business groups, most definitely toe a Chinese government line.
Okay. So we don't have a Sinophobia sentiment in Vancouver right now.
Sinophobia as a phenomenon of a variation on racism, that's always existed in Vancouver.
Okay.
It's always existed anywhere that there is a Chinese community.
I see.
Is it terribly strong here? I don't know. Relative to other places, what I would say is that Vancouver is, generally speaking, a less racist place than a lot of other places that I've lived. I speak that as an ethnically Chinese person who's lived and worked on four continents. I'm not trying to downplay it, but
okay.
I think sometimes it can be overplayed. Racism certainly exists. Xenophobia, a specific fear of Chinese, of Chinese folk, also certainly exists. Is it the driving force behind the conversation? No, I don't think it is.
Okay. So you mentioned
Go on.
Okay. So you mentioned that, okay, if there's an incident, political related incident happening in the Chinese community, there are, it's usually Chinese against Chinese. Pro Mao Chinese versus anti-Mao Chinese.
Quite often, yeah.
Yeah, so there are, and now we have this election, provincial election going on. We don't want to go to the details of this election, but you mentioned a little bit about there are more than just one Chinese community in this region. I do agree with you, because geographically, people from mainland China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, even Southeast Asia, and also age groups. To be honest, people at our age, we are very different from my parents' age.
How old are you? Can I ask how old are you guys?
I'm 27.
Yep.
And so we are in our 20s.
Stanley?
I'm 31.
Okay, I'm 46, so I'm a little bit older than you guys. But yeah, go on.
Yeah, so, but like when every time there's an election, of course, politicians love to say, well, speak for the values of the Chinese community, or fight for the Chinese interests. Is this just an imagined?
Every candidate, no matter what they're proposing, always says they're fighting for the Chinese community. You know, I mean,
is there such a thing?
There is no one Chinese community. I mean, there are plenty of many different Chinese communities in Vancouver, and it just depends on who you happen to be talking to at the time.
Yeah.
I honestly believe that a lot of the candidates actually believe it in themselves that they are speaking for the Chinese community. But you know, people tend to forget that the overall what drives political behaviour, I think, is an ethnic behaviour. I think what drives political behaviour is economics and class more than anything else. Now, of course, if you are talking to a group of wealthy mainland Chinese immigrant voters in a business hall in Richmond, you're going to get a very different reaction, politically. Than to a group of mainland Chinese seniors in downtown in Chinatown.
Yeah, that's true.
Or in Kingsway, you know, you look at the old some of the older poorer Chinese communities on the east side.
Yeah, I mean,
I guarantee you're going to have a candidate who says they're speaking for the Chinese community, talking to those groups who have very different motivations and very different outcomes.
But yeah, then okay.
My general reaction is that I laugh when I hear that, because it's true. It is very true, but I think it's pretty spurious.
So other than potentially the common the common language barrier with some of those groups, would you say that other than that, there's probably very little, if there's nothing in common with like economic class or education or religious beliefs or etc.?
I think it's very. Let me put it this way. What I would say is that I would say there's nothing in common. I'd say the Chinese community in Vancouver is actually a very diverse group of Chinese communities. Very very different. Very very diverse Chinese communities in the plural form. Culturally, culture is what binds, I think, those communities together, you know, even more so, you know, there's also language binding and things like that, and historical factors. But I don't think there's any binding economically. I think we've got a very, very diverse group of people here. And often we do see the Chinese communities coming up against each other, disagreeing on a lot of issues. In a lot of cases, you'll see those various Chinese communities each claiming primacy as representing the Chinese community in the singular.
But do you sometimes feel that among Chinese, that discrimination is actually stronger between races? Let's say a person from Hong Kong, his or her attitude toward mainland Chinese, or vice versa.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think it can be very strong.
Okay.
Because I think that there is I think the animosities are carried over. I think that's true of every ethnic group, that animosities are carried over when you arrive somewhere new. And I have most definitely I've seen an anti-mainland Chinese animosity that exists among some Hong Kong immigrants. I don't think that's what's propelling the conversation about wealth and wealth migration and unaffordability.
Okay.
But I think that certainly exists. I think that a lot of non-Chinese media aren't always aware of that, that there is a division that exists. And, you know, I think that if we're talking about attitudes towards the Hong Kong democracy movement, that's a very nuanced discussion within the Chinese community,
yeah.
But it's often glossed over outside of the Chinese community. There's You know, that even if we go a little bit deeper, if we look even at, I've looked at the reactions to the Hong Kong democracy movement within church groups, ethnic Chinese church groups in Vancouver, and there's a diverse split. On the one side, you've got evangelical, conservative evangelical churches.
Yeah.
And church leaders have been quite resistant of the Hong Kong democracy movement. But there are other ethnically Chinese churches that have been supportive.
Uh-huh.
So, it's a complicated conversation.
It's complicated.
It is complicated. I think it is the conversations are often oversimplified because race is such an easy thing to fall back upon. It's easy to think of the divisions in Vancouver society as being white,
I guess,
old stock, and I put that in inverted commas, old stock versus Chinese newcomers, and it's not that simple. It's just not that simple. There are divisions between, mainland Chinese, Hong Kong Chinese immigrants, Hong Kong, second generation, first generation, rich and poor.
Yeah, like from my personal experience, there are even difference, not necessary tension, but huge difference between if you are born in Canada as a Chinese, or you came here as a teenager, or you came here as an international student. Like it's very diverse. That's all I have to say.
It is very diverse, super diverse community, and super diverse opinions.
Yeah,
very very diverse opinions about what makes about the future of Vancouver and what makes Vancouver a wonderful city. Very, very different diverse opinions amongst those groups, depending largely on whether or not the person intends to live and work in Vancouver.